We continue to read from John's sixth chapter about Jesus as the bread of life. Our Lord again repeats that He is the bread of life. And throughout this week, the gospel is from John chapter 6. And the Lord in today's gospel again uses that formal expression, I am. I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. My dear brothers and sisters, the expression I am points to the divine origin of Jesus. It points to the divine origin of Jesus, that Jesus is from the Father, that Jesus is from God, and that Jesus is God. That is why when the Lord says, "This is the bread that comes down from heaven, I am that living bread. This is the bread that will give life. I am the bread of life." My dear friends, what is the bread of life that Jesus offers? What is the meaning of bread of life? It is first of all the life of God Himself. Bread of life, bread of God. It is the life of God Himself, life that sustains us, not only now, but in this age, but also in the age to come. And when the Lord offers us real life, He brings us into a new relationship with God. And He offers us real life that will last forever. When our Lord established the sacrament of the Eucharist during the Last Supper, among other things, the Lord said, "This is my body, this is my blood. Eat it, drink it, do this in remembrance of me." That is why, very briefly this morning, may I invite you again to go back to the scene of the Last Supper and recall that sentimental night between the Lord and the 12. That special supper was to be the last meal, the last supper of a man who was about to die. That is why it is called Last Supper. But here is a man who left his disciples a very simple but a powerful commandment. He said, "Do this in memory of me," period. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. As we gather around again the Eucharistic table today, we celebrate the same memory. This is the same memory when the Lord said, "Do this in memory of me." This is the same sacrament. This is the same Eucharist. This is the mystery of our faith. The Eucharist is food for the journey. This is the bread of angels, panis angelicus. This is the bread of life. This is the bread from heaven. The first commandment of the Lord is, "Take this and eat it. Take this and drink it. This is my body. This is my blood." And the second commandment is mentioned at the institution of the Eucharist. "Do this in memory of me." That is why whenever we celebrate the Mass, the liturgy is full of religious symbolism. And today is not only the day in which we recall the memory of the Last Supper, we also recall always, every single day, the institution of the Eucharist, which is the only sacrament among the seven sacraments we celebrate and receive every single day. 24/7, this is the sacrament that is closest to us. "Do this in memory of me." My dear friends, the Eucharist is many things to many people. The Eucharist is memory. because it recalls the event to which all of humanity now owes its existence as redeemed humanity. The old Eucharistic prayer 1 says, Father, we celebrate the memory of Christ your Son. We, your people and your minister, recall his passion, his resurrection from the dead, and his ascension into glory. And at the same time, the Eucharist is presence. It is presence through hidden, though hidden, under the signs of bread and wine. It is not ordinary bread. It is not ordinary wine. God is always present in every celebration of the Eucharist. He is present in the most blessed sacrament of the altar. And Christ is perpetually present in the form of bread and wine, the body and blood of Christ. And the Eucharist is also meal. The Eucharist is also sacrifice. The Eucharist is the most sublime manifestation of God's love for humanity. Finally, my dear brothers and sisters, I remember Saint Ignatius of Antioch. Saint Ignatius of Antioch refers to the Eucharist as the medicine of immortality. This is the medicine of immortality. Saint Thomas Aquinas, meanwhile, calls the Eucharist Panis Angelicus. Panis Angelicus. Pan is bread. Angelicus, angels. Bread of angels. And yes, the living bread coming down from heaven, the bread of life, and he who comes to him shall never be hungry. And you think about this. What a privilege. What a privilege for us to receive the medicine of immortality. What a privilege and what a grace that we receive and eat the bread of angels. One simple recommendation I'd like to make. This is a little sad. In many masses, I notice that the congregation does not always participate. The mass is not a stage show. The priest only presides. It is the community that prays. It is the community that worships. And because of this, I encourage everybody, when it is time to sing, sing. Sing, sing. When it is time to respond, 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 respond. From here, I can see, not only here, but in other churches as well. Many mouths do not open. They just stare. Sing, respond, pray. Because the Eucharist is the community that celebrates, the community that worships. Somebody said, Father, pag kumanta ako, baka umulan. Eh, mabuti pa nga kumanta ka kasi kailangan natin ng ulan para umulan. Sige, kanta, 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 kanta. Eh, pangit ang boses. Sige, kahit pangit, para umulan. Because we need rain. My dear friends, active participation in the celebration of the Mass, not just the priest, everybody for that matter, because the Eucharist is community worship. Amen.